God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can go down the tubes. You can perish completely convinced God can heal you. Are you with me? Because believing God can heal is not faith to receive healing. Y'all are quiet. Well, there are reasons why some are healed and some are not. Right? I don't claim to know all of them. But I know this. It is the will of God for us all to be healed. Amen. Amen. And I know this, that this is the foundation of faith to receive a healing. As long as you're questioning if it's His will, you are not standing on firm ground to receive a healing. Anybody remember Mark 11, 23 and 24? He said, verse 24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Believe. Believe what? Believe that God can do it. No, you need to believe that. You should believe that. But that's not what that said. Believe that God is able. Believe that God has all power. Believe that God's a good God. That's all wonderful and good, but that's not enough. What did he say? Mark 11, 24. What things serve you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive. Amen? Well, if you desired healing, believe that you receive healing. And what did he say? You shall have, in this case, healing. Not only must you believe that God's real, not only must you believe that God's good, not only must you believe that God can, that He has the power. You see people, tears, utter sincerity. I believe He's able. Oh, I believe He's able. I believe God can do anything. That's wonderful. But if that's as far as you go, you can die believing that. You can perish and not be healed. And people go away and say, well, look, there was a good saint of God and they loved God with all their heart and they had such faith and God didn't heal them. That proves it's not God's will to heal all. It proves no such thing. I said it proves no such thing. This man had a question. He was convinced, he was persuaded the Lord could do it. Amen? Wasn't he? But he had a question, didn't he? What was his question? Is it your will? Oh man, isn't that where so much of the church world is today? Is it His will? Is it His will? Well, how are we going to answer this question? Do you know what an issue this is? I mean, I stand up here and just boldly saying it, but do you understand they have whole conventions over this? Whole denominations fight about this. I mean, the books published on this subject fill this auditorium many times over about why it's not always His will. I'm telling you very boldly, it is always His will for you to be healed. Somebody says, what are you basing that on? Many things. Here's one solid pillar. This man. There's many things that Jesus said and did that were not recorded, but the Holy Ghost chose this. Put it in this book. Why? Because it's a direct revelation of the will of God for all people, for all time. This man looked at him. He's beseeching him. He's sincere. He has faith in God's power to heal him, but he's not sure it's His will. So he looks him in the eye and says, I know you can. I know you can do it if you will. If it's your will. How do we answer this? Oh, glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Moved with compassion. Oh, glory to God. What is compassion? Compassion. It literally means your insides yearn. Your bowels, it says. Your insides. Well, see, where is the heart of man? Your heart's not your blood pump. Your heart's the center and the core of your being. When this man looked at him, Jesus knew he was sincere. He was in some ignorance and confusion, but he was sincere. And he had some faith in his ability. He looks at this man, and when this man says, how many know this man is not playing games? He is as serious as he could possibly be. And he says, I worship you. I know you can heal me. If it's your will. And Jesus' heart rises up. Oh, glory to God. He is love. This is not pity. This is not sympathy. Some of your modern paraphrases say sympathy. I don't like that. Look up these words. He didn't just feel sorry for him. That wouldn't even be faith. If he believes he can be healed, why feel sorry for him? But he is touched with the feeling of his infirmities. And he cares that he's gone through all this stuff. And he cares that he's struggling with this issue about his will. And hallelujah, all seminary discussion and debate and barbed wire entanglement of theological theory aside, he looks at him and says, I will be clean. Oh, friend, this stands above all the hype and hoopla. This stands above all men's reasoning and rhetoric. This is the word of the living God. Heaven and earth will pass away and all denominational opinions. But this stands. Oh, it's a pillar in my heart. Anytime anybody asks the question, do you think he would heal me? Do you think it's his will? I hear it ringing in my ears. I hear it out of Matthew 8. I hear it out of Luke 5. I hear it out of Mark 1. I hear Jesus saying, I will. Has he changed? Then he's still saying, I will. Is he a respecter of persons? Then he'll say, I will to you. I may preach before this is over with. I get excited about healing. It shows the nature of God. Doesn't it? People who debate the will of God about healing don't know Him in this. I didn't say they weren't saved. They don't know Him in this area. Think about it. Think about looking at Jesus hanging on the cross. The blood flowing down in an agony, and you look up at him and you go, Lord, is it your will for me to be saved? That's ignorant, isn't it? Why is he bearing your sins? Why is he bearing your transgressions? To provide a way for you to be saved, right? To be cleansed. What about seeing him tied at the whipping post? Seeing him scourged? Seeing the stripes laid on him and looking and going, Lord, is it your will for me to be healed? Do you want me to be healed? Well, why is he there? Did the scripture say he took upon himself? He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. Does it say that? Isaiah, Matthew, Peter, does it say by his stripes you were healed? By his stripes you are healed. With his stripes. Amen. Then why question his will? The Bible said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And this is the solid ground that faith is built upon. How many believe this leprous man believed him when he looked him in the eye He's missing a huge part of his faith to receive. He believes in the power of God. He believes God has the power. That's a big step, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people don't believe that. He believes the power of God could make these awful boils and all these scales and all this terrible stuff go away and give him clean skin. He believes that. He believes that if he could only figure out if it was the will of God or not for him to be healed. But how many think when the master looks him in the eye and said, I will, do you think he's still wondering about it now? How much plainer can you? No fanfare, no dancing around, no big words, just I will. How many think his faith is completed now? Faith comes by hearing, doesn't it? Hearing by the word. How many believe he is completely convinced now that it is the will of Jesus? It is the will of God for him to be healed. That's all you need. He's ready to receive. I said he's ready to receive. See, in talking about healing, we need to work on the receiving end, not the healing end, not the sending end. And yet people do. In ignorance, they pray and they beg and they fast and they pray and they beg, trying to get God to heal. Well, friend, you don't have to talk God into something that was his idea. Healing was God's idea before your grandparents were ever born. Huh? Healing was God's plan and provision before it ever crossed your mind that you were going to require healing. Healing has been bought and paid for. Don't work on the sending in. No problem with the healer. There's no problem. There's no delay in the healer. Where's the challenge at? The receiver. That's us. That's where the delays come in. That's why sometimes it has taken people longer to be healed. Not because it takes God a long time to heal, but sometimes people have thought wrong for decades. They've believed wrong, they've talked wrong, and they got to get their mind renewed. Hmm? So they need to immerse themselves in the word of faith and healing, don't they? And I've seen it work time after time after time after time. Sometimes things have been resistance in people and wrong thinking. But if you'll just keep putting the word on it, just keep putting the word on it. Amen. It's kind of like pumping your tank full of gas. I mean, you wouldn't, even if your gauge didn't work, you could know it was full. Just put that nozzle in there and pump that thing. Is it full yet? Well, the gauge don't work. Well, we know how to get it full. Just keep pumping. Just keep pumping. How do we know it's full? It'll kick back. You probably have gas on your sleeve. Is there a kickback? If you just keep pouring it there, you just keep pouring it to it, gas will be running out the mouth of that thing. How we know you get full of the word and full of faith? Put that word nozzle in your ear and just pump that thing and pump that. How do we know you're full? Just keep pumping, because when you start getting full, it'll start kicking back out of your mouth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Leper, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R613. That's R613. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.